Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Joel's back. Joel is the franchise king. He's our franchise expert in the brain trust, but he's also a very savvy online provocateur and raconteur. He's very busy online helping folks like you and me find the information we need, and so we call on him sometimes to help us understand how to navigate that landscape, and he's here to do just that right now. By the way, he's also the author of Become a Franchise Owner, an outstanding book on franchising, especially for people who are just getting started. Joel Abava, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me again.
So you spend quite a bit of time online writing and providing valuable information for other folks. And there, one of the things that I know that you've been paying attention to lately is beyond the content, there's the housekeeping stuff you got to keep up with too, right?
That's right. There is housekeeping. And I remember a couple of years ago, a couple of fellow bloggers were passing out via online some friendly reminders about the end of the year and the beginning of the year and the need to change copyright notices on your blogs and websites. So I thought this year I would write an entire blog post about it to remind people that January 1st, you really need to change your copyright dates from 2014 to 2015. It's really, really important to keep things up to date. So I wrote it and got a good response, and I thought that I'd share it with your audience.
Absolutely. So talk to us about it.
Yeah. It's a general housekeeping thing, but remember, you know, that first impression is really important. And even if someone is not going to want to steal your content or borrow it, it's important to have that copyright symbol in the year somewhere on the website. Most people put it in the bottom on the footer, like I do.
Right.
And but sometimes, I mean, including myself, I don't go far enough. I should really create a page that spells out the terms that people could use my content, if at all, kind of a terms of service, terms of use.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a copyright date, but I also really need to create a terms of use page. And you could even find them. If you use your favorite search engine and put in terms of use wording, you're going to find some templates that are easily used. And with permission, you can actually use them and just create a page on your website to explain to people what they can use and what they can't.
Well, that's exactly right. And let me say this. This is important because there are people out there who are just starting to get their feet under the ground, you know, themselves a little bit to create content. They fancy themselves as writers. They fancy themselves as knowing something. And maybe they do. But they might not know much about attribution. They might not know much about plagiarism. We don't need to presume, Joel, that everybody who's out there who has access to a keyboard understands about attributing to people who said it first. Plagiarizing, not paying attention to the copyright and the whole fair use thing, right?
That's right, that's right. And speaking of attribution, something really important. You know, if you're going to quote someone, if you're going to write an article, a blog post, and you're going to quote someone, the right thing to do, two right things to do. The first is to mention the name of the person and or the site.
Yep.
The second thing to do is to provide a link to that content.
Yes.
It's just a nice thing to do,
mm-hmm.
and it really helps create good interaction around the internet.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I tell whenever I talk to young people, college kids, high school kids, you know, as I said, I mean, you can't presume In fact, I think I believe I hate to say this, but I think you're probably going to be more accurate if you believe that they need you to remind them about these things than if you don't. But what I try to tell them is folks, you're going to be seen as smarter if you quote a smart person.
That's right.
Than if you try to act like you said that smart thing.
That's
because
right.
Nobody,
that's right.
Especially at their age, nobody's expecting them to have great wisdom, great thinking. So if you're writing some, I would much rather when I'm working on a project and I think I've come up with an idea and then I go find out that somebody else said the same thing before me, it actually doesn't upset me. It makes me happy because what I got to do is now there's another person who reinforces my idea. By the way, here's what Joel Abava said in 2010, and here's what he said. Quoting a smart person in your work makes you look smarter. It doesn't make you look like somebody else got there before you did.
I agree. And here's something, and this is for maybe some of the newer people on the internet. I have a publication that has an online and an offline, shall we say, magazine in franchising. Mm-hmm. And they have two reporters that consistently call me. They quote me in the articles, and they absolutely, I don't know why, all of a sudden will refuse to link to my website if they mention me.
Some publications
here's what I told the two reporters,
like
Jim.
That. Yeah.
Jim, you know what? What I told the two reporters, don't call me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not the right thing to do.
Newspapers are the worst about that. God bless them.
I know.
God bless my newspaper syndication. God bless them, everyone. But they're the worst in the world. And what they don't understand is that in at this point in time, this far down the road, there's really no such thing as cannibalization. It's the whole ecosystem working together is the way I think of it.
That's right.
Now, I remember,
right.
I do remember, see, this is a holdover from the old days. In the early days, and then probably until 5 or 6 years ago, there was this belief that whenever you shared something like that, you were cannibalizing your own site. But you know what I started telling people about 6 or 7 years ago? There's no such thing as cannibalization anymore. What do you think?
I agree. There's no such thing as cannibalization. But there is a such thing as doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Websites that refuse to link out to the parties that are providing information are being selfish and are afraid of people leaving their website.
And if you'll notice, more often than not, those will be organizations that have a print publication, and the online publication is secondary. Joel Abava, thefranchiseking.com is his website. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.